Welcome to Joe Mexico Radio Podcast, somewhat hour today. I'm riding solo. My name's Jack. I'm the host. I'm the only host, because I'm the only fucking host that actually does this thing. Anywho, today I'm going to talk about seniority and what the fuck it means. So, listen up, bitches, alright? Because if you don't fucking even understand what seniority is, you need a little quick lesson in it. Seniority can be a whole bunch of different things, right? And so, like, I've been at my job for, like, 12, maybe 13 years, somewhere in there. I got seniority there now. Now, I'm starting to get it. Like, the old-timers, they're retiring. I'm moving up in ranks and shit like that. I'm getting more vacation time approved, right? Okay, all right. I'll get to that later. I'll get to the burden that this will bring. Okay. Seniority can also mean a bunch of things. Like, I've been drinking for a long time. Like, not tonight exactly, but I mean, like, for a while. I got a couple year, you know, couple years underneath my belt. And so, I'd be like a senior, I guess, right? You know? I can't smoke pot worse shit. I get a panic attack like you wouldn't believe. You probably would believe it, but I don't know. So I would say, like, I'm a rookie junior on smoking pot. Or meth. Coke. Crack. Heroin. A lot of them things, I can't hang with. I haven't tried, like, most of those at all. Cocaine was, like, way too cool. I did that twice, and that was way too cool. Way too cool. Way too fun. Kind of sucks that people, like, knock down drugs like that. Because it's not true, man. A lot of them things are way so cool, man. They are way cool. That sucks that they're way too cool. You know? I just know that I got an addictive personality, and I can't hang with them. Otherwise, I'd be broke. I would sell everything. Just to get that feeling again. Which kind of sucks, too. Which is weird, because it's like a lot of people say, like, oh, well, it's about the feeling that you feel, and it's not about material possessions. Okay, well, they'll tell that to, like, a homeless crackhead that's willing to do whatever for, you know, to get that feeling again. I'm sure at one time, like, they were like, I'm on top of the damn world. And then it just fucking flatlines. And it just goes belly up. And you'll never be able to get it back again. Which I always think this is, like, hilarious to me. Is that I work with a bunch of, like, ex-heroin addicts. Some of them are, like, doing the methadone thing and shit like that. And I'm so damn curious. I'm so curious to see, like, what is it? Like, that feeling that you got, like, I'll never get there, you know? I will never get there. I think I should set a date, like, if I know, like a Pandora's box kind of thing. Like, yeah, man, I might go a little bit crazy for, like, the last year of my life. If I knew when I was gonna, like, die, I would probably do it up big time. But I don't, so, who knows? Maybe I'm wasting my life right now just talking to you. Yay! Thanks for listening, all two of you. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I got a couple more subscribers, so thanks, guys. Appreciate that. It's not like I'm getting paid for it, but it's something that I like doing. Plus, this podcast is brought to you. Here's a little advertising. This podcast is brought to you out of, spite. Yeah, that's right. It is. Yeah. Here's something stupid, too. Saw something on Facebook saying, like, oh, I want to do a podcast. I want to do one, but I don't know what the fuck to talk about. We'll talk about fucking nothing and then show it out there. And then see what the fucking people think about it, and then you fucking start at that shit. By this fucking logic, okay, let's go back into, God damn it. Not back into logic, but by this fucking logic, right? No, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'll figure it out. No, I don't know. I'll figure it out. Nobody would ever have sex. At all. You can't be scared like that, man. Fucking bunch of pussy-ass motherfuckers. I mean, it's just bad to see, like, a lot of people, and myself included, dude. I went to a bar the other night by myself for, like, a couple hours. I had a fucking panic attack. Like a motherfucker. I want to go, like, around the world because I think that's, like, something that I want to do, but I don't think that's what I want to do. I don't know what the fuck I want to do, but I'm going to figure that shit out. And the only way that I can figure it out is actually by doing it. Right? Can I... Yeah. Is it going to suck at first? Yeah. Everything does. Like the first time you lost your virginity, it wasn't... I don't care who the hell you are. It was probably awkward as shit. You know? And then, like, the second time, it's like, alright, I know it. It's like riding a roller coaster for the first time, too. Like, you don't know quite what to expect or whatever, if you're going to fly out or die. I never understood that shit of, like, you know, flying out. I would ride a fucking any roller coaster. I don't know if I could do that shit at my age now. I'm sorry. Let me retract that statement. In my fucking, like, heart, I don't know. I feel like my fucking body's gonna, like, collapse in any second now. Maybe I'm just, like, dehydrated or working too much or whatever, but it feels like I'm gonna fucking, like, fall over and shit. So to get me on a fucking roller coaster, I like, to have that weird shit, I don't know, it might help me out. Either way. I'd feel more comfortable, like, working on the roller coaster, like, on the track and shit. That's where I'm at. Jesus Christ, I'm bouncing all around here. Alright. What the fuck was I talking about earlier? It was, panic? No, what the fuck was it? Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyways. This is why I needed to make notes. Oh, this is, no. That was about, everybody, like, fucking scared to make podcasts and shit. Do that shit on your fucking phone. You can fucking record that shit off your phone. Talking to that motherfucker for a while, right? And try to talk to yourself for, like, 20-some minutes. That's amazing. Like, fucking 5 minutes is amazing. Just to be able to keep it going and shit like that, that's fucking fantastic. You don't even need any equipment. I think you'd need the balls, the backbone, the fucking, the gall. What's another one? Like, you need the fucking boner. No, not a boner. But you need something, right? You know? Nobody ever says, like, you need a big, fat, fucking vagina to do that, you know? Oh, or, what would the female version be of, like, fucking balls, right? He's like, you need the fucking big, fucking labias. That chick, she has the labias, you know? That are fucking... Now, it's not boobs, right? Because boobs doesn't really matter. Plus, I guess they're really sensitive. I don't know. I'm starting to get, like, little man boobs myself. I gotta start working out again. But, I don't know. What do you say about, like, a gutsy chick? I don't know. Brave? No, not brave. It's, what do you say to, like, compliment to the... All right, so, like, a guy would be like, oh, that guy has big balls, man. He's ballsy as hell. He's, you know. Wow, this is what American English has came down to. It's just a bunch of references to genitalia. America. Okay. Big clit? No, like, not a big clit, right? That's gross. I don't know if that's gross, because it, nobody knows what the fuck to say in this time of this shit, you know? The politically correct shit. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. She has big muscles? Does that make sense? She has great mind power? Willpower? Power something? Yeah. All right. Well, back to what I was talking about earlier. What was it? Like, oh, just go ahead and go for it. Fuck, what did I even start this off on? Hold on. Goddamn, 10 minutes of rambling will really throw you off, right? Anyways, found it. Found my goddamn topic, and it was all about seniority. Okay? Like I said, I was at my job for like 12, 13 years, somewhere in there. I spent my goddamn 18th birthday in a fucking factory counting parts. And I was proud as shit to do it. Like, I didn't give a fuck. That's fine with me. That's a passion, right? You know? You grab onto a passion, and you fucking hold on to it. And then eventually, you'll get seniority in that shit. It's true. You know? Even if you suck at it, you'll still have seniority. It will be like, well, I've been doing that for way longer than you. So, it depends, you know. Depends. Like, take sports, for example. It's not like, you know, the older you fucking get, the better you are. Not by any fucking long shot. Not by any fucking... By any sport. Well, I don't know. Maybe like shuffleboard? You know? Or like the mind game ones and shit? Is chess a sport? Them fucking dart players, dude, they must have like tennis elbows and shit at this point. For sure. There's other fucking like street seniority and shit too. Like, if you, alright. So like, fucking, say you run the block, you know, your block. And I don't give a fuck where you're at. Like, if you're, like, in the fucking straight-up hood of wherever for 10 years, and then you go to another block, like, your seniority, you're knocked down to the bottom. You know? That just how it goes. But seniority can also work for you. Okay? Like, the first time... Oh, fuck, never mind. I was gonna say, like... The first time being a boyfriend or a girlfriend, like going over to the family and shit, like you have no seniority there. They don't know you, but that is not seniority because you're a fucking blank goddamn slate. You're a fucking moldable piece of like fucking human flesh, and they can fucking do whatever. They will try to expose whatever little piece of shit thing about you is going to happen, or the best, like, in that case, seniority doesn't really matter when you start off, you know, in that kind of situation or whatever. But, I guess the older I'm getting, it's like I'm looking at a lot of younger guys and shit, like, I don't know, dude, I still feel fucking 17. Well, 21, more like it. More like 22, because I don't know, I like drinking beers and shit. So, more like 22, okay? 23. We'll put it at that, right? Nice Jordan number for you guys. That's what I feel like. 23, mentally. Sometimes physically. But it only goes in short bursts. Gross. That was not a sexual reference, by the way. Anywho. Yes, and to have seniority and to look at, like, the people, like, way down below you and stuff like that, like, I got, like, fucking, let's take the work, for example, I got, like, fucking, like, 200 people below me or whatever. That fucking blows my mind. Now I'm in that weird, like, halfway fucking stage where I don't want the motherfuckers that are, like, at the top and shit, you know, like, oh, congratulations to this fucking guy. He has been in a factory for 50 fucking years. 50 fucking years coming to the same fucking spot. For, like, forever and shit. Like, that guy's fucking dodging something. Or he just fucking really, I don't know. he must really just be really comfortable with then where he's at and shit like that. That's where I get fucked up at. It's like, is that what I want to do? Do I want to wake up? Like, I only got like 12, 13, whatever years in there and shit like that. But I was like, dude, am I going to wake up and be like, oh, fuck, I've been there for fucking 40 years. My dad's retiring next month, and he's got like fucking 38 years in that bitch. 38 fucking years. I'm like, fuck this, dude. I might just cash out, fucking go to Thailand, build myself a goddamn compound, and hire a bunch of fucking Taiwanese people to fucking take care of us. You know? Make a farm or whatever the fuck it is. Whatever happens. I don't know. Bring my guns and shit. Buy a whole bunch of them and fucking bring them over there. We start a revolution. Maybe even take over that country. There's a goddamn concept, right? Nobody ever talks about that shit. Nobody ever talks about that shit. It's like, there's gotta be a weak-ass country I can fucking take over. For sure. You know? Just go in there, strong-arm some motherfuckers, and just be done with it. Don't act like nobody knows, like, oh, we don't know anybody that would be down with that shit. Yeah, viva la revolution. That kind of shit. There's enough Bernie bros out there, dude. I could wrangle them all up and shit. Like, what are you guys doing? I don't know. I gotta go work at the fucking coffee shop. Or the fucking whatever. But after that, I'm fucking free. Like, cool. All right. If I get you a fucking plane ticket, you're gonna come help me take over this fucking country. Well, they probably won't be down for that. Yeah, that's not good. But I do know a bunch of fucking deer hunters that would be, you know. God damn. It's kind of crazy. If you honestly think about it, like, there's a bunch of fucking snipers in Wisconsin. And they're all over and you have no idea who they are. There's fucking deer hunters everywhere. Every fucking where. And they had some itchy-ass fucking trigger fingers, boy. Hoo-hoo-hoo! They're gonna fucking take you down. They will fuck you up. Yeah. Does that feel good? Knowing that you live next to a sniper? That you sleep good at night? That there's fucking, like, scoped guns all over the place? And there's fucking people just willing, like, oh, I can't wait till somebody tries to break into my fucking house. I'm gonna fucking fuck them up. I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna fucking kill them. I'm gonna chop up their body. And then they have it all planned out and shit like that. I'm not even speaking from, like, okay, personal experience. I haven't done any of that. But I know people like that. I think everybody in Wisconsin, it's like a Wisconsin law that you know somebody like that. For sure. And they're all over. Even if you don't, you can go anywhere in Wisconsin. And it's like the most coolest, calmest guy and shit like that. So, oh yeah, I can't wait for that guy to fucking bust through my house. I'm gonna fucking pop him right in the head, eh? I'm gonna fucking take him down. Oh, I'm gonna fuck him up and then I'm gonna watch the Packer game. Yeah. Millions of them. Well, hundreds of thousands. It's gotta be like, anyways, we're not talking military tactics here. We're talking seniority. Excuse me. Pardon. Seniority also means an obligation to fucking take care of some shit. You know? Like, being the fucking new guy is nice. I've been that new guy multiple times. And it's, you kind of get that card where you could be like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of humbling, you know? Like, I don't know, I kind of miss that. I guess that's why I want to fucking go travel. To fucking get back in that shit, like, be the biggest dumbass fucking person in the room. Like, I listened to that Ari podcast and it made complete sense. Like, that guy was fucking smart as shit, but he was still, like, the dumbest person in the room. It's like, I haven't fucking felt that way. And that's very, very fucking, I don't know. You guys could probably fucking figure out the word for what that is. Like, ignorant, fucking boastful, cocky, fucking, whole bunch of things right there. But I mean, I've been so, like, comfortable within my skin and shit. Or, like, in my surroundings that I don't know what the fuck to do with myself, so. Plus, there's, like, a huge boredom. Okay, that's another thing with seniority, too. You get bored. You get definitely bored. And that's why I never fucking trust anybody that is, like, overly excited to tell me what the fuck is going on. And what I should do. Like, if they're way too excited about that shit, I don't trust them. Now, if you're bored as fuck with it, it's like, okay, alright, you've done this. You've been through the in and outs and shit. It's like, you know exactly what you're talking about. You know? Yeah, nobody explains that shit. It's like, okay, well, let's take an example, right? Let's take an example of, I think, a whole bunch of things came into my head. Music is a bad example. Making an egg is a bad example. I was gonna say tying your shoes and shit. I guess tying your shoes, you know. But kids are pretty fucking excited about that shit. You know. Oh, I guess that is a good example. Okay, alright, so like a kid tying its own shoe, it's, right? I don't even know what the fuck I'm supposed to say. Zerm? Whatever? The fucking him, she? The fucking, whatever the kid is. Alright, whatever gender, whatever it identifies as, or whatever the fuck it is. I don't even care anymore. I tried to look up what gender fluid fucking people were and shit. I honestly try to do that shit. I honestly fucking try to get, like, every perspective. Like, if I have no idea what the fuck is going on, I try to look it up. That shit, there is, like, no fucking clear answer. There is no clear answer on a lot of that shit. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You go down to the bottom of the iceberg and shit, that shit is so fucking foggy down there. There is no clear definition. And if there is one, somebody's taking it right down. It's fucking crazy and hilarious at the same time. Because it's, okay, but here's my thing too, is that it's fucking weird because you can't make fun of it, apparently. But there's no, like, specific definition on, like, gender fluid fucking people. There's no specific definition on, like, transgendered people and shit like that. Like, I maybe I'm out of my fucking realm here. I am. Like, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but it's like, how can, to get offended even for me bringing this shit up, it's not, I don't think you should be offended, like, if I'm trying to learn or whatever. You know, like, there's certain words and shit that I say now that like, I can see they, like, trigger people when I say the word Mexican. It's like, oh yeah, and that guy was a Mexican. I see it, like, they turn around like, what, wait. Eventually that's gonna be offensive. No. The guy's literally from Mexico. So it's not offensive. He is a Mexican. Just like a Canadian. Right? Or a American. It's all fine. It's all fine and dandy. But to label me, that's, yeah, it's coming. Fuck, where was I again? God damn it. Alright. Anyways, shit, what am I up to here? Almost pert near 25 fucking minutes. Either way, I'm still fucking posting this shit up. This is how you fucking do a solo goddamn podcast. Alright? This is how it goes. You guys wanna fucking look into the goddamn policies and shit that's going on today, like the fucking media shit. Whatever happened to them fucking magazines that would tell you, like, you know, Tom Cruise's baby and shit like that? Are they still out? I think they are. Right? You know? Siri is, but the baby's name is. I wonder if Apple had anything to do with that. I wonder if the fucking Church of the Scientology has anything to do with the fucking Tom Cruise. See, this is all useless fucking knowledge, what I have right here. It's all completely useless. It doesn't make any sense for me to know this, but, or even think about it, like conspiracy theory kind of shit, which it's turning into, for sure. Ugh. Siri, right? It was Siri. The Tom Cruise and Kate Winslet? Middleton? Katie Holmes? Katie Holmes. That's what it was, right? I think she got out of there, too. Never heard of people. She's probably fucking dead now. Spinning in that goddamn fucking grave. Every time that Scientology fucking gets brought up. You know? Any kind of cult. I tried to make my own cult once, and it was just me and one other guy, and it didn't fucking work out. There's a black dude, and he was talking on his phone with his girlfriend, and trying to get her to join too, and they thought I was talking about Scientology. I was like, no, man, we can make a cooler cult than that. Like, it doesn't have to be like Scientology or whatever. And we don't have to be all devoted. Maybe I was just trying to make friends with them. Yeah, that's a pretty bad way to make friends with somebody. Let's start a cult with you and your girlfriend. And then, you know, maybe I just want to hang out with them. Fuck, man. Maybe I'm lonely. That's what seniority brings you up to, right? The higher up you are, they say you're closer to the door. Yeah, you're closer to the door because you're getting exiled. And that's why you're lonely. You'll get more lonely with the more seniority that you have. I'm starting to learn this. I only got a little taste of it. And it is something new. It is something new. But you know what? I'm going to embrace it. Yeah. Yeah. Joke's on you guys. Right? I'm going to take this little taste of loneliness and I'm going to run with it. You know, until it, like, starts getting warmer out again. Then people are going to start hitting me up again. I think. I don't know. I think there's, like, a big vitamin D deficiency in Wisconsin. Well, any place that, like, it's already, like, pitch black outside. It's, like, 6:16 right now. Yeah. Whew. Alright. Sorry, man. That beer is fantastic. I think I'll go for one more minute. Not momentos. I don't know what Spanish it is. Oh, man. I can't even say that right now because it's really offensive. But either way, yeah, I barely even dug into anything about what seniority feels like. And it's getting weirder, you know? Especially like here's one thing about seniority and shit. Like, it's weird seeing fucking older dudes with like younger kids than me. It's like when they go to the, yeah, where'd you take your kids? Like, nowhere. Not at all. Motherfucker's 8. I hate that shit, too. He's 8. He's gonna be 9. No shit. I get that. But the the fucking, yeah, where'd you take him? Are you gonna take him to the fucking arcade on a goddamn fucking giraffe or something? Are you gonna rent that shit? Are you gonna rent a giraffe and a giraffe saddle? Are you going to get it custom fitted with the goddamn leather? But no! No, no, no. He doesn't even know what play. You can't spoil the shit out of them when they're young. Because then if they fuck up later on, you know. God damn, that's a weird fucking. It's a, so many holes in that logic. If they fuck up later on, then I guess they'll never enjoy anything. But if they get a little motivation to, you know, like, hey, fucking go do this shit, kid. You can do it. You can power through. You know, maybe you release a little bit of them endorphins and shit like that. Nah, yeah, whatever. We'll all be fucking cyborgs before, you know, before I die anyways. So. It's probably what you're listening to me on anyways. It's an electronic device and whatnot. I wonder how the fuck you used to go in the old days, like, post the goddamn shit to your fucking door. Like, make a transcript. Fucking just nail the shit to your door. Like, hey, check this out. It's a bunch of rambling. And, you have to try to follow it. And, you know, maybe get a laugh here and there. And that's about it. Ta-da! God, that would suck. Or you would have to fucking dress up as, like, the jester. Right? Which, okay, so, oh, alright. Well, I'm gonna go down the rabbit hole with that. But either way, alright. There you go. That's how you do fucking a little over a half hour of a fucking solo podcast, you little bitch. Bitches. Sorry, bitches. Yeah, you guys have fun, and, maybe I should tack on a little music here. Usually I go with a little fucking... Hold on, I'll be right back. Maybe it'll be... Okay, I'm back. I think I got it now. I think so. I hope so. Yeah, we'll see. Either way it goes. Alright, guys. Well, that's over what I promised myself. And, you know, enjoy this shit. Try to. Kind of like this shit. It's not bad. Right out. Till next time. Peace, bitches. And I love you. And fucking subscribe, too. Love you. Bye.